1048 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Biden and Vice President Harris take a victory lap after the administration was able to lower the cost of 10 medications for Medicare recipients. CBS's Weijia Zhang in Maryland.
I love you back.
It was a White House event to highlight lowering the cost of prescription drugs.
No senior should have to choose between either filling their prescription or paying their rent.
But President Biden wasted no time campaigning for Vice President Harris in their first official joint appearance since she became the Democratic presidential nominee.
She's going to make one hell of a president.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump in New Jersey says his first priorities in office would be to close the border and fight crime. He also attacks Biden and Harris's economic policies.
You're paying $148 more a month on food. That's every month. Average family, because Kamala and her ideas, and Joe Biden too, I mentioned him, but he's sort of gonzo.
The Republican and Democratic nominees for vice president, Senator J.D. Vance and Governor Tim Walz, will face off in a debate on CBS on Tuesday, October 1st. Charges have been filed against five people in connection with the actor Matthew Perry's ketamine overdose death in October. CBS's Adam Yamaguchi reports.
Court documents include text messages between the two doctors charged that say, "I wonder how much this moron will pay, and let's find out."
Over 2 months, from September to October 2023, they distributed approximately 20 vials of ketamine to Mr. Perry in exchange for $55,000 in cash.
Ernesto, approaching Bermuda, strengthens to a Category 2 hurricane, packing maximum sustained winds of 100 miles per hour. A Detroit judge is sidelined from his duties for actions he took against a teenager. WWJ's Daryl Lynn Horn explains.
Detroit Judge Kenneth King has been removed from the bench temporarily after he ordered a 15-year-old girl to be placed in handcuffs and wear a jail uniform. He noticed the teen was sleeping while she was on a field trip.
I'm thinking maybe she needs to go to the juvenile detention facility. You do understand that we have a jail for kids. You sleep at home in your bed, not in court.
Talks for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas resume tomorrow after a first-day sit-down, which mediators call constructive. CBS's Rami Innocencio.
In those talks were representatives of the United States, Israel, Egypt, and Qatar. Hamas, though, we know, is not physically present, but the mediators, Egypt and Qatar, are sharing what is being talked about with Hamas representatives in Doha.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Big Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is asking a federal judge not to impose any changes at Wisconsin's youth prisons after a counselor was killed earlier this summer. Evers tells federal judge James Peterson the conditions at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake are slowly getting better. Republican lawmakers are pushing Peterson to give staff more leeway to discipline inmates. Microsoft is increasing its footprint on the former Foxconn site in Racine County. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
The company this week purchased an additional 70 acres of land in Mount Pleasant for almost $13 million. The latest acquisition brings their total land ownership in the area to over 1,200 acres. The tech giant's $3 billion data center project is expected to create more than 2,000 construction jobs by year end. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Dodgers again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another back-and-forth battle. The Los Angeles Dodgers leading 4-3 headed into the eighth, but the Brewer batters able to load the bases, then bring in the runs. Brian Anderson, Valley Sports, Wisconsin.
Hoskins hits Hudson's foot, and Contreras is going to score. Hudson's been hit twice. Wow. It's 6-4.
And that was the final, 6-4 in favor of Milwaukee. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It was it wasn't perfect. You know what I mean? Like, there was a lot of points back and forth. It was emotional. You know, a lot of points from our young guys. You know, it's August of their, and they're still making some mistakes and those type of things. So you get kind of emotional about it. But they bounce back. Bounce back.
The Crew opens a home series tomorrow night at AmFam Field against the Cleveland Guardians. Packers joint practice with the Broncos is tomorrow in Denver. Matt LaFleur warning his players.
If guys need to play in the preseason, get in a fight, you're not going to play.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A pockets of heavy rainfall slated between now and Friday night. Areas of showers and storms in the overnight. Some patchy fog. Temperatures dropping to the middle 60s by daybreak. Light southeast winds. More shower and thunderstorm chances for Friday. Highs in the mid-70s. It's 69 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, an updated version of All the Best People Who Could Be in a Second Trump Administration. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Thursday. You know, it's kind of the day before Friday here. It's how you look at it. We got a lot to talk about. By the way, those of you who can see me on, you know, Free Speech TV or YouTube or Twitter or Facebook or whatever, I'm wearing a Harris Walls camo hat. Now, this is not the official one from the campaign because those do not ship until October. They sold out. So I had a custom one made. But, you know, they're kind of cool. You can make, I mean, there's a bunch of different sources, a bunch of different places online that'll make custom hats for you for, you know, $15-$20. Not a big deal. But I like it. So anyway, Harris Walls camo hats. We got a lot to talk about. We've got a little news summary here. Hers are bigger than his. Biden Harris's lower drug prices. Will Democrats hang on to the Senate? And Vance has a plan for menopausal women or postmenopausal women. Also, in the first hour, will the morbidly rich ever go back to being good American citizens? That's my op-ed today. In the second hour of our program, Phil Itner, our old friend from Ukraine, is going to drop by with an update on what's going on there. Big news. I mean, you know, Ukraine has now invaded Russia, which is, whoa. And J.D. Vance says Amazon gave money to black people to burn down retail stores to increase Amazon's profits. This is racist and nuts. I'll share that with you in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, oh, and also in the second hour, geeky science. We should have better answers by now. Climate scientists are baffled by the unexpected pace of heating, which brings me back to that video, Last Hours. You can watch it for free over on YouTube. A little 11-minute video that Leo DiCaprio and I put together. We're both in it. I wrote it back, geez, we did this 8 years ago, something like that, Sean. And, you know, about the worst case, it's about the worst case scenario with climate change. And it's pretty startling. And it's got some of the top climate scientists in the world, including Michael Mann in it. You know, just go over to YouTube and put in Last Hours and either my name or Leo's name, and it'll pop right up. And in the third hour of our program, David Pepper is going to drop by, political guy from Ohio, I guess you would. And he's got a book out, but Project 2025 is not just going national, it's going local. And large parts of Project 2025 have already been put into place. So, you know, stuff to pay attention to, right? Meanwhile, Donald Trump held a town hall in North Carolina yesterday. Now, last time he was there, and this was, you know, in 2016 in Asheville, he spoke at the Harris Cherokee Center, which has a capacity of 7,600 people. I believe it's the largest venue in Asheville. I might be wrong, but, you know, 7,600 people is nothing to sneeze at. Well, yesterday he moved to the Thomas Wolfe Auditorium, 2,400 seats. one-third the size of the facility where he made his last appearance. Trump is, you know, running out of steam here. And all you have to do is watch him as he walks out on stage and things. He's looking like a man who's been defeated. I think he knows he's going to lose. You know, he reached out to the judge this morning and said, please don't sentence me on September 19th. Wait until after the election, which actually might work against Trump. I'm guessing that Judge Mearsheim is going to be reluctant to put Trump in prison prior to the election. I mean, it would throw everything into chaos. But after the election, after Trump has lost, I would think Judge Mearsheim would be more likely to put him in prison. I mean, why not? He doesn't hold political office anymore. He's just the ex-president. Meanwhile, J.D. Vance also spoke yesterday to a crowd. This is hysterical. This was let's see, where was this? It was at the Byron Center, and for some reason, this news story doesn't tell us what state it was in. I'm sorry. This is off Ross Story. The headline is Womp Womp, J.D. Vance crowd size. Oh, at Michigan rally, it says in the headline. Spurs laughter. It turns out that maybe 10 or 15 people showed up, maybe more. It looked like, if you look at the videos, it looks like maybe there were 200 people there, but it looks like about 100 of them were the press. And another couple dozen of them were the support team for Vance and the Secret Service and all that. And there might have been 20, 30 people there to cheer on J.D. Vance. Amazing. Meanwhile, Trump is continuing to insist that his Stop the Steal rally had more people than Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, which was five times larger than Trump. And then he says that artificial intelligence is being used to add people to Harris's rallies. Yeah, right. Well, we've seen that from Trump. We've seen numerous, you know, photos tweeted or otherwise put out by the Trump campaign, where if you look at it carefully, you can see where they filled in people with little blocks of people. So you see the same people in three different places in the pictures. Incredible. Joe Biden, a big victory. This was set up by the Inflation Reduction Act. The Inflation Reduction Act gave Medicare, or the administration on behalf of Medicare, I guess they're kind of the same thing. The Centers for Medicare Services is part of the right now, the Biden administration, part of the executive branch. The Inflation Reduction Act gave them the power to negotiate drug prices for 10 drugs. Now, Bernie has been saying all along they ought to be able to negotiate prices for all 4,000 drugs that Medicare pays for, but they couldn't get that through Congress. So 10 drugs. Next year it'll be 15 more drugs. The year after that it'll be 20 more drugs. So, you know, we're going to get there slowly. But these drugs, Juvonia, Fias, Farxiga, Enbrel, Jardiance, Stelara, Xarelto, Eliquis, and Entresto, and Imbruvica. These drugs, people are going to save a fortune. This is going to save Medicare about $6 billion. It's going to save individual Medicare users who have to pay a copay for these things about $1.5 billion. And, I mean, keep in mind, the drug companies showed a massive profit last year, multiple billions of dollars in profits. This is not going to hurt them. They will still be incredibly profitable. I believe their profit was $66 billion last year, but I don't have that in this article. I'm doing that from memory, so don't take that to the bank. But maybe it was $66 billion that they used for stock buybacks. But in any case, you can look it up. But and Kamala Harris comes out and says, as Attorney General for California, I held Big Pharma accountable for their deceptive and illegal practices. The record-breaking settlements that I won for the people amounted to more than $7 billion against pharmaceutical companies for their unsafe and unfair tactics. She says, President Biden and I will never stop fighting for the health, well-being, and financial stability of the American people. And Javier Becerra, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, pointed out in an interview this morning that
without Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote in the Senate as vice president, this legislation never would have become law. So, good stuff. These are discounts from 38 to 79% on these drugs. That's a BFD. That's a big deal. Yesterday I tweeted, or last night, as the story was coming out, that the J.D. Vance was agreeing with a talk show host who said that the whole purpose in life for postmenopausal women was to care for grandchildren, and Vance is like, yeah. So I tweeted, you know, I'm curious how many postmenopausal women here on Twitter/X agree with J.D. Vance that their whole purpose in life is to care for grandchildren. And, you know, so far I think it's gotten around 5,000 exposures. I mean, I'm you know, as a progressive, I'm fighting the X algorithm, which suppresses or pushes down progressive tweets and tweeters, and elevates, you know, right-wing conservative Nazi Trump, etc. But you know, still there's quite a few responses, and the broad consensus was J.D. Vance can go just stick to couches, J.D., you know, stuff like that. So anyhow, I've got to tell you the question: when will the morbidly rich go back to being good American citizens? Stay with us. We'll talk about that in just a moment.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be right back with my op-ed today and your calls. Stay with us.
Like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99. We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt, fish, and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. You ever exercise and watch what you eat and then get frustrated when you don't see results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Superbarium Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarium is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbarium is super convenient, just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it will help you support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and blood sugar levels. Superbarium's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine has been shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbarium and get 15% off. Just go to superbarium.com and enter the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superbarium, B-E-R-I-N-E, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M. Superbarium.com, code TOM.
They say wealth brings power, but what's the cost? Our freedoms fade and our voices lost. Once we had hope, we had a say, but now the billionaires pave their way. They build their mansions, they buy their laws, while we're left to wonder where's the cost. They've taken our future, turned into gold, and left the rest of us out in the cold. Well, the more the rich ever go back to the days where they cared, or is that off track? Can they be good American citizens once more, or have they locked us out, closed the door?
Will the morbidly rich ever go back to being good American citizens? Yeah, very good question. 22 years ago, Nobel Prize-winning economist Paul Krugman wrote a piece for New York Magazine in which he described what it was like growing up in the 50s and 60s, which is, you know, I share with him. We both grew up in the 50s and 60s. He says, the America I grew up in and the America of the 50s and 60s was a middle-class society, both in reality and in feel. The vast income and wealth inequalities of the Gilded Age had disappeared. Yes, of course, there was the poverty of the underclass, but the conventional wisdom of the time viewed that as a social rather than an economic problem. Yes, of course, some wealthy businessmen and heirs to large fortunes lived larger than the average American, but they weren't rich the way the robber barons who built the mansions had been rich. And there weren't that many of them. And, you know, he goes on and he talks about how even, you know, how lawyers complained that people working on assembly lines were making more money than they were. And how, you know, mid-level executives who, you know, today are making hundreds of thousands, in some cases millions of dollars, were living in duplexes or split-level homes and had a housekeeper come in once a week. And he says, but they sent their kids to public schools and drove themselves to work just like everyone else. All of that changed when Ronald Reagan dropped the top income tax rate from 74% down to 25%, and then the next year took it back up to 27%.
That's when everything changed. That's when the morbidly rich stepped forward and said, we're going to take over America. That's when the morbidly rich actually came into being. Prior to 1980, the average CEO in the United States took less than 30 times what their most lowly paid employee makes. Today, you've got CEOs that are making 1,000 times what their CEO, what their workers make, some that are making 10,000 times what their workers make. Certainly many at most are making hundreds of times what their workers make. This was made possible by tax policy. From the 1930s, the Franklin Roosevelt administration, until the 1980s, until the early 1980s, the Reagan administration, the beginning of the Reagan administration, during that 50-year period of time, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s, we had a vibrant middle class. I mean, go back and watch on Hulu or TV or wherever, probably all over the place, the old 1960s episodes of Bewitched, where Darren Stevens, I think was his name, the character who's married to Elizabeth Montgomery. He's the vice president of a Madison Avenue ad agency. And they live in this middle-class, normal house. His boss, Larry, is the CEO of a Madison Avenue ad agency. Now, those people today make millions of dollars because they can. But back then, if you made over $1 million a year, you paid 91% income tax on that money. So people just didn't take the money. They left it in their companies and they paid their workers well. So we had this vast middle class. And it's all and that vast middle class, which was as much as 60%, some argued two-thirds of all Americans were in the middle class by 1980 when Reagan came into office. Today it's around 45%. Depending on whose numbers you're looking at, from 43 to 47% are in the middle class. And this is why so many people are pissed off. They remember that in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, you could raise a family, you could buy a house, you could buy a new car every year, you could take a vacation, you could save for retirement on one income. And now it takes two incomes to even scratch the surface of that, and that's because of Reaganomics and because of the Reagan, Bush, and Trump tax cuts, which, by the way, sucked $34 trillion out of the economy and left us with a $34 trillion debt. They gave $34 trillion to the very richest among us. We need to raise our income tax rate for the top bracket back up to 74%, where it was when Ronald Reagan came into office in 1981. And then we can rebuild America. Then we can lower taxes on working class people. And then we can have a middle class in America again. This has to be priority one. We'll be right back with your calls.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception and all those rich people. I'll be right back with you. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference, so I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that, you're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
Or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. President Biden and Vice President Harris made a joint appearance today in Maryland, where they talked about the new list of the first drugs that have been selected for Medicare price negotiation.
Kamala and I both get it. We know it isn't just about health care. It's about your dignity. No, it's about your dignity. It's about peace of mind. It's about security.
At a press conference, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump justified his insults of Harris.
I think I'm entitled to personal attacks. I don't have a lot of respect for her. I don't have a lot of respect for her intelligence.
A judge in Detroit has been temporarily removed from his duties for actions he took against a teenager who was sleeping in his courtroom. He had her put in jail clothes and handcuffs. WWJ Radio's Darilyn Horn.
The mother says their family doesn't have a stable place to live right now. Judge King will be removed from his docket to undergo, quote, necessary training.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Harris leads Donald Trump in the latest poll of Wisconsin voters. The Cook Political Report has Harris leading Trump in Wisconsin by 3 points, 49% to 46%. The Cook poll has Senator Tammy Baldwin leading Eric Hovde by 7 points. Meanwhile, Eric Hovde is suing a political action committee and the owners of some Wisconsin TV stations over an ad running against him he says is defamatory. Lisa Hale reports.
The suit alleges statements that Hovde's family rigged the system to rake in $30 million in government subsidies and loans, and that Hovde is, quote, sheltering his wealth in shady tax havens around the world, are false and defamatory. No hearings have been set yet. I'm Lisa Hale.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Okay, movie fans, as the summer winds down and you're behind on your summer flicks, here are some suggestions in order of my personal enjoyment. Topping the list is Inside Out 2, which I thought was a near-perfect film. I actually liked it better than the original, and it crushed several box office records. If you hurry, you can still catch it on the big screen. Mad Max Furiosa was nonstop fun, and although not the spectacle its predecessor, Mad Max Fury Road, was, it was a heart-pounding fun ride. It is now available to stream, and although not as spectacular in your living room, still a great watch. Number three for me is A Quiet Place Day One, as I really liked how there were no huge stars, which helped me lose myself more in the story. I actually liked the pacing better and the urban setting in Day One more than either of the first two Quiet Place films. Other films that will provide lots of entertainment, Dune 2, The Bike Riders, Civil War, Twisters, and Challengers. Have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A pockets of heavy rainfall slated between now and Friday night. Areas of showers and storms in the overnight, some patchy fog. Temperatures dropping to the middle 60s by daybreak. Light southeast winds. More shower and thunderstorm chances for Friday. Highs in the mid-70s. It's 69 at our studios.
Busted pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
If the critique, if the beef of Tim Walz is that he spent money on children, on what they needed, whether that be universal meals or whether that be, you know, record amounts for a state to invest in early childhood development, I am like, man, you are critiquing this guy and making him even more my hero.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Luke Mathers is in the guest host chair and our replay of a great interview with Kelly Call and Sean Hamnish of the new film, Just a Bit Outside. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
I really have to say this about J.D. Vance. You know, he really has a lot of gall to talk about marriage and children. What he neglects to mention is there are some people out here that should not be having children, some people that are lousy parents, some people that obviously do not have the maternal, paternal touch. And that's something that he refuses to acknowledge in his insular world. And another thing I wanted to mention, too, about marriage, again, obviously, oh, we can talk about marriage, and we can talk about how some people out here keep up social appearances they do, and behind the scenes, you have, you know, you might have substance abuse going on, you might have people being beaten up by the other spouse, you might have one spouse having an affair and married to somebody they're not attracted to, and they have affairs with people they are attracted to on the sly. I mean, we see this all the time, and he refuses to acknowledge any of this. You know, marriage is wonderful, so are children, but at the same time, obviously not everybody is cut out to do that. I mean, I'm single myself, and you know what? My life does not have any less meaning, and just because I don't have children, excuse me, what makes him think that just because you have children, that your voice is more important than someone else's? Give me a break. I think he needs therapy, I do. I think he needs to get some electric shock therapy or something, because he's just as much of a screwball as his balls, talking about walls and his lack of military record. Oh, really? We want to go there? When Mr. Bone Spurs dodged the draft during Vietnam? Oh, yeah, let's talk about that for a moment. And also, by the way, I've called the Harris campaign, written to them about this. I think she needs to mention during those debates, Mr. Trump thinks he's such a know-it-all on immigration. Oh, really? Well, let's talk about how many of those immigrants he's exploited over the years at his casinos, at his hotels, at his golf courses.
Or that he's married.
He wants to... Oh, of course. Well, of course, the courtesan he's married to, yes, we know about her, how she got to where she is, of course. Yeah. And by the way, wasn't her family granted...
She came in on an Einstein visa, which is reserved for people who have such brilliance that they are assets to the national security. And her parents came in. I'm serious, dead serious. And her parents came in on the visa that they have a relative in the United States, which the Republicans, correct, yeah, as you pointed out, Stephen, the Republicans derisively refer to as chain migration. Yes.
Well, isn't that interesting? Well, if she's so smart, she would have obviously done her homework. I mean, there are billionaires out there that do have munificence, obviously.
Well, and she's smart enough to go from being a poor immigrant to being, you know, a billionaire.
Oh, please. Oh, please. The fact is, if she was so smart, she would have... I knew about Trump when I was a child. I mean, I grew up in the 80s. I mean, it's not that difficult for her to find a little bit more of this out before she latches herself on like a blood-sucking parasite, just like he is, onto the first billionaire she sees. I don't think she's that smart, obviously, but that's another story. I did want to mention, though, something that I think is very fascinating. You mentioned that you think Trump's his upbringing sort of brought about this psychopathic behavior. I actually think he was born evil. I don't think the man has a conscience.
It's possible. I mean, you know, I do think, though, that psychopathy, sociopathy are more nurture than nature. Stephen, I got to move along, but thank you for the call and your thoughts. Stuart in Baltimore. Hey, Stuart, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Tom, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say congratulations on the op-ed today. I follow your blog, and I think it's really good. Also, thank you for – I think you followed mine back. That was really nice of you. I really appreciate that. But I really wanted to just say thank you because you hit on a lot of themes that kind of I'm very intellectually curious about when it comes to the rise and fall of New Deal America and how we kind of have gotten into this situation of plutocracy and going back to the trends that we saw before the generations before us fought to create an American social safety net. And I think sometimes we really forget that with allowed America to kind of be a preeminent power in the 20th century and, you know, quote unquote, win the Cold War was not necessarily our massive military capacity, but really our message to the world that we were a better society to live in. And that is because we did go through a period where we expanded the middle class. We assured, you know, worker dignity and worker rights to a extent that is a lot better than today. And we did have a better form of social and economic democracy. And, you know, I really do respect a lot of the never Trumper Republicans who have stood up against Trump and feel like they don't recognize their own party. And I really, you know, put my hat out to those guys. But I also hope that we can kind of have a discussion after the election, you know, when we can keep our coalition together about, you know, how Trump isn't really necessarily an aberration. I went to American University to get my master's degree, and, you know, we taught in political communications, and we talked about it a lot of people tried to bring Trump up as if he was just a surprise or something that came out of the woodwork out of nothing. And it's a little, I feel like it's a little bit more complex than that.
And I think Trump really was the natural, logical, and predictable response to four decades of neoliberalism, which gutted the American middle class. And he came out and he was the first politician to really point that out. You know, because both parties had embraced neoliberalism, Reagan starting in 1980, Clinton starting in 1992, neither party was willing to just point out that the emperor wore no clothes. And so Trump came along and said that in 2015, 2016, along with a bunch of other toxic stuff. But that was his principal message. And a whole lot of people were like, holy cow, this guy, he's the little boy who tells, you know, who says the emperor has no clothes. And it was refreshing and it was interesting and it was like, yeah. And I think, frankly, that Trump calling out neoliberalism, I mean, he doesn't even know what the word means, but Trump calling out neoliberalism in the 2016 election and trashing it, particularly with regard to free trade policy throughout his presidency, I think that led directly to President Biden and Kamala and Vice President Harris feeling comfortable abandoning neoliberalism and moving forward with Keynesian economics. I think that's great stuff. Stuart, thanks for bringing it all up. Alan in Manhasset, New York. Hey, Alan, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. How are you today?
I am alive and kicking. Alan, what's on your mind?
Okay, I don't know if I've missed anyone hear this, but I don't understand why we're not attacking Trump on his drill baby drill. First of all, Texas, all these red states are oil producers. If he was able to get price down to $1.87, these states would be in a depression.
Yeah, good
because
point.
They rely on oil revenue.
Also, you know, the United States this last year, or last year, 2023, produced more oil than any other country in the world. We beat Saudi Arabia and Russia in oil production, and I believe it's for the first time in, you know, in probably forever.
And another point on this is oil companies certainly don't want this to go down to that price.
No.
So the only way that he can achieve this is by commanding or nationalizing the oil industry. That,
yeah,
to me, is one of the definitions of socialism and communism.
Yeah. Yeah, it's typically associated with both. Yeah, good point. Good point, Alan. Thank you very much for calling and making it. Mary in Prescott, Arizona. Hey, Mary, what's up?
Hi. I'm really sorry to hear about your story about your son. That was very disturbing to me about bias. But in any event.
About what?
About bias.
Oh, yeah. Was this from one of the book reports?
Well, maybe that was what I was listening to. I was listening on the phone.
That might have been somebody else. I read from other people's books.
Oh, I apologize.
As well as my own. I'm not sure. But I don't hear the book reports, so I don't know which one it was.
So yeah, anyhow, it was about how he was basically biased towards black men.
Oh, that was somebody. That was somebody else's book. So what's on your mind,
anyway,
Mary?
That's why I called, kind of to tie it in, I guess, in some ways. I think you've addressed this, and I know a lot of progressive people do, about the bias of the networks towards corporate America. And I hadn't ever seen this as blatant as what I just saw approximately 1 hour ago on CNN. They had an alleged, quote, economist who I'd never heard of on that was addressing price gouging and talking about how that was a myth. And
really?
I wish I was taking notes, but I I kind of went into shock. And he went on to say that, the supermarkets are lucky if they can make 1% or maybe 2% a year. So I got online and I did research that I'd seen before, and Kroger, gross profit for the 12 months ending April 30th, 2024, was $33.424 billion,
right,
a 3.75 increase year over year. Kroger's annual gross profit for 2024 was $33.364 billion, a 4.99 increase. Yeah. From 2023.
And that's after their stock buybacks, which are used to inflate the value of their stock or the price of their stock so that their CEOs make more money. I mean,
exactly.
You're absolutely right, Mary. And in fact, now I remember, earlier I said I thought that it was the pharmaceutical industry made $66 billion. I was mixing up things in my brain. I read this morning on Robert Reich's Substack that it was the food industry that made $66 billion, that had $66 billion worth of stock buybacks last year. Again, this is just their way of recycling money back into the pockets of the shareholders and the senior executives. So,
exactly.
Yeah, I'm astonished that CNN would put that on the air. That's just wrong.
And what I was even more astonished by is the woman that was interviewing him, and I wasn't taking notes. Didn't even challenge it.
She didn't push back. Yeah, it's very unfortunate. I mean, this is sadly, we see this more and more, particularly on CNN and other media that try to be fair and balanced by having crazy right-wingers on who just lie through their teeth. Mary, thanks for the story. Thanks for sharing that. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your calls. Rudy in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Rudy, what's up?
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism,
good,
and your blood sugar
what's
levels.
Up?
Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus,
yeah,
clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption
South
than
African
standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, BERINE.com, code Tom, THOM.
Yeah. CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTime'sIdeaFest.com to join this premier Thought Festival.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah.
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I'm going to share a story about me and my money. This starts in my 20s, when I was what I will call an avoider. I was an avoider because I just felt like I was bad at money. You know, I didn't want to think about money. I didn't want to do anything with money except make it and spend it and close my eyes and pray that the rent check would cash. I spent a few years beating myself up about not paying attention to my money until I started having a very short money meeting with myself every month. And those meetings taught me that with a little bit of effort, I could be on top of my money. I could know when it was coming and I could know where it was going. And eventually I was able to make plans for it. So if you're stuck in the avoider trap, hey, I know what it's like. Invite yourself to a money meeting. I promise you it'll pay off. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and you see wheat or rice, you might assume it's only a small part of the recipe, but it's typically not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise a red flag for you. But big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's a premium, freeze-dried, raw dog food that Dog Whisperer Cesar Millan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love the taste. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
In the land of the free, where the people stand tall, we've seen Trump rise and fall, and we've heard the call.
Welcome back. 53 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Linda in St. Cloud, Florida. Hey, Linda, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. And thank you for taking people's calls. So many hosts just talk and never take somebody's calls. I just wanted to say about prescription drugs you were talking about earlier last hour. My husband's on Eliquis and Jardiance, and once he was in his donut hole, it was costing just under $500 for 3 months of each of those pills.
Wow.
So his cardiologist gave him gave us a number for Canada. And so we're now getting his medications from Canada, which is costing like $150 for 3 months on Eliquis, and I think $180 for 3 months with the Jardiance.
Yeah, yeah. Well, soon so, those drugs will be a lot less expensive. Actually, it doesn't take effect until 2026, so it'll be, you know, 16 months from now, yeah.
Right, right. So, you know, hopefully that'll all come down. And, you know, the other thing I wish that Congress would take initiative on is, you know, when you go on Medicare, and if you don't take out the drug insurance right away, then they penalize you for every year, you know, that you don't take out a drug plan. Mm-hmm. And for somebody like me, that isn't on medications but still has to take it out, you know, you're paying for something that you don't need.
Right.
And then if I don't take it out, you know, then I look at it and say, well, if I need it somewhere in a year or 2 years or whenever, how much more is it going to cost me when I do take it out, you know? So you end up taking it out. And then it's like, how much money am I spending and wasting because of that, you know? So...
Right.
That's something else I think that Congress needs to address.
Exactly, and that part of the law was written the way it was written because the pharmaceutical industry paid off enough legislators to make it happen, and that happened because the Supreme Court made it legal.
Of course,
so,
yeah.
So cause and effect. Cause and effect.
Exactly.
Linda, thank you.
Yeah, we lose no matter what.
Yep, thanks for sharing your story. It was great, and I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Bridget in Chicago. Hey, Bridget, what's up?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
I'm good. Listen, I just heard you mention about the democracy placebo ballot. I hadn't read that yet, but I will. But what are your thoughts about, since now we have a president with basically some king powers, what are your thoughts about Biden, although I know he is, you know, an old school politician, but him reaching out to DOJ and basically making the DOJ getting to these states to stop Ohio, Texas, Georgia, Virginia, Arkansas from just randomly kicking eligible voters off of the voter rolls.
He doesn't have the power to do that because the Supreme Court legalized it in a decision called U.S. versus Husted, as I recall. It was when John Husted, the Secretary of State of Ohio, was just aggressively purging mostly black people in big cities in Ohio from the voting rolls. It got taken to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, that's fine. If Republicans want to do that, they can do it.
And so that's it? That's it for the whole...
That's it, until the law changes. This is why Kamala Harris has said that the first law she wants to sign when she becomes president next year is the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and the For the People Act, which would change that, which would basically outlaw that, which would say everybody has a right to vote. And just like, you know, right now, if Republicans want to take away your gun, they have to go to court. But if they want to take away your vote, they don't have to. We should change the law so if they want to take away your vote, they have to go to court. Bridget, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Spot on. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Home for Matt Nair on air.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, actor Sean Astin of Rudy and Lord of the Rings fame will join us. He's stomping for Harris all Saturday across the state. He'll tell us why.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. I should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about
milk
that?
Producers, I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.